Edmonton Radio.
Well, it really should be a simple task. Removing the lid on a glass jar, pulling the top off a can, removing prescription tablets, but not for so many people. In fact, joining us now, we do have Alexandra Brayshaw, Senior Technical and Design Lead for Accessible Design Division, Arthritis and Osteoporosis, New South Wales. Thank you very much for joining us, Alexandra.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you very much. Yeah, this is sort of a subject, I suppose, that probably most of us haven't really heard about. We just struggle through, even if we don't have a disabling condition. Now, it affects so many people's lives with conditions, doesn't it?
It really does. It impacts their independence. It causes them unnecessary pain and frustration. It really has an overall impact on their lives in a very daily activity. So it's very important that this is addressed.
Oh, without a doubt. Now, I wonder if you could just first of all, I suppose, explain the role of the Accessible Product Design Alliance first up.
Okay, so the Accessible Product Design Alliance is 11 non-for-profit health consumer organisations that have come together to address this issue. So we're working together to raise awareness, make industry aware of the issue that it is impacting consumers' lives, and asking that government also looks at this and takes, you know, steps to implement it.
Address it, yeah. Well, we're looking at 5 million consumers that are affected by this on a daily basis, really. Look, even if you don't have a situation where you have a disability, I'm telling you, it is a real struggle sometimes. But do the manufacturers come back to you and say, well, we do it for safety reasons so that people can't tamper with our products? Would that be their excuse?
Sometimes that can be an element, but often there's an over sort of zealous way when they do that tamper evidence. They should be finding a balance. So yeah, it's an important element to making it fit for purpose. And if people can't open the product, then the packaging isn't fit for purpose at all.
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more. The situation is more than just sort of saying it's an inconvenience. I mean, it can be quite dangerous on people's health, can't it?
It can. People get very creative when they're trying to overcome the barrier of frustrating packaging, and they'll go at the packaging with tools like knives and scissors, and they can really injure themselves. I've had consumers get quite creative, including having a can saws and things to try to open up packaging,
yeah,
and they can, you know, get deep cuts. Some of them had to go to hospital. Other people use their teeth, and as you age, your teeth become less strong, so you're more likely to crack a tooth. So it can be quite dangerous from a physical sense as well.
You know, I'm just wondering how they're going to address this situation. Have you progressed at all with these manufacturers to look into the future?
Well, we do a lot of work with manufacturers that go into the health system, so food service. And we do some testing that rates packaging, and people who decide, you know, tenders can make informed decisions about what people can open. And so that has been a great motivator for manufacturers to address the issue within that space. But yeah, the general retail market, we need more consumers to speak up so that they understand the issue and say that it's really important to the daily lives of consumers, and, you know, it is having an impact.
Okay, so obviously the consumers have been in touch with groups like yourselves to say, look, I'm really finding this difficult, and it's really making me feel inferior because I'm not able to do it, and I'm sitting here, I live on my own perhaps, and I'm waiting for somebody to knock on the door, a friend, a relative that can help open the jar for me, for goodness sake.
Yes, they're telling us that, and it's heartbreaking some of the stories we receive. But, you know, if you're in the country and you're by yourself, someone was out waiting for their brother to come from another town just to open a product. So it takes, you know, a huge impact on their morale and their independence. And, you know, it's really important to their own nutrition in some cases, be able to access products in a timely manner so that they can do it, even with medications and such.
Yeah.
People, you know, are decanting products that makes it unsafe, or they're just unable to take it in a timely manner.
So how far are you advanced, I suppose, in discussions with manufacturers that they can look at this in a practical way?
Well, we're constantly trying to talk to manufacturers, and we have developed free guidelines for them to try and understand what consumers can and can't do, which were first of their kind. Nothing like that existed before, so they didn't really have an understanding before. But more and more manufacturers need to get on board and see this as an important issue.
Yeah.
Some of them are addressing it from a sustainability perspective because it also fits within that category that, you know, if products are built and damaged when people are trying to open them, then it actually creates unnecessary food waste and, you know, is an environmental issue as well. So it's been sort of addressed from a number of angles, but we need more manufacturers to address it.
Look, yes, I know, but also keeping in mind they have to obviously adjust to the fact that they have to compromise security because we have known of food tampering before, unfortunately, in the past. It's not often, but it has happened. And I guess that would be their reasoning to really tighten everything up, I suppose. So they're going to have to look at a way of doing that.
Well, they do, but accessibility is a number of issues. So it's not just making something really tight. It's about how you can do leverage. So the shape of a container, if it's really wide and it's hard to grip and it's a slippery finish, then that's going to make it, you know, hard to experience. Where if you provide texture and a diameter that people can grip, that will allow that, even though it still has, you know, a unbroken seal. Or if you have a nice large overhanging tab with a product instead of a tiny little one.
True.
It makes a huge experience. It's not just tamper evidence, that's a factor.
Yeah, look, you're absolutely right. In fact, I was sort of handling a very sharp small knife last night to try and get something open. So I think it's a wider problem for everybody, not just people that sadly have a bit of a disability, arthritis or something like that that causes pain to them. So in all actual fact, we all need to have some sort of compromise here.
We do. We're all impacted, and I think that's the thing that everyone is impacted and it's slightly frustrating for you and, you know, it might be a slight, you know, a nuisance, but those people with disability and that aging consumers, it's a huge barrier to them and it really stops them multiple times a day. Our former consumer director, Wendy, she was a beautiful woman who has children and, you know, she was living a full, active life, but if her children wanted to have, you know, a jam sandwich, if the jar was over-tightened, someone hadn't thought of that, she was unable to do that, like to produce a simple meal for her children. So it has an impact.
Oh, I don't doubt that for whatsoever. So can I ask you again then about the manufacturers themselves? Are they willing to compromise with a few suggestions that you put to them?
Often they are. They need to just be made aware. So sometimes we get companies coming to us with fantastic, you know, very innovative new designs, but they haven't really thought about the small aspects that will make a product innovative and actually accessible. So it can look really fancy sometimes, and that's great, but it doesn't actually address the issue. So they need to really work with people and work with consumers, have them involved in that process to understand if they're actually achieving what they want to, and not just making something that looks shiny and in theory will be accessible.
Yes, I think you're right there. They like to have their products shine on the shelves of the supermarket so our eyes are drawn to them. And, the marketing. The other thing too, and I agree with this one as well, reading the use-by dates on food packaging or dosage instructions on medication, I mean, it's not that you have to open that. It's just that it's so darn hard to read.
It can be, and sometimes those codes and best before dates are very confusing as well. So having legible,
not kidding,
you know, high contrast text is really important. There's over 100,000 Australians that have uncorrectable low vision, and, you know, they are impacted by that significantly. And, you know, I think the requirements for around font sizes around, you know, some instructions and allergen messages and such are ridiculously small. Yeah. So, you know, we have recommendations around what that should be and, you know, don't place text on busy patterns and things.
Yeah.
It's very important.
You know, it's not even printed, really. It's indented sometimes on a carton of milk or something like that. So, on some of the products, not the carton of milk, but I have noticed you have to hold it to the light and keep turning it to try and figure out what the use-by date was. And they probably don't want to promote that too much because they want you to keep buying if it is close to the use-by date.
Possibly. friendly, but, you know, it can be a safety issue, so it's very important.
Oh, yes, I agree. I couldn't agree with you more. So you're wanting really the consumers to back you up, aren't you?
We do. We want people to, you know, when they have an experience, they should talk to the manufacturer and they can also tell us about it and they can let us know their experience. And, you know, more people who speak up, more awareness will make a difference and, you know, will work, you know, go forward to address it.
Yeah, strength in numbers, that is for certain. And I guess they can get in touch with you through your website. Would that be right?
That's correct.
And if you could give that?
So it's arthritisaustralia.com.au and you'll just want to check the accessible design division. And we've got a form people can use to give us their experiences.
I think you're right. I think that, like I said, strength in numbers, if people can get manufacturers taking notice, because they're the people, we are the people that are going to continue to buy. And if you make it easy for us, we're going to be very happy indeed. Look, Alexandra, thank you so much for your time. Great work, all of you there. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And, of course, we have the Arthritis and Osteoporosis WA group here at Shenton Park. If you wish to call them at any time, it is 1-800-011-041 or arthritiswa.org.au.